Question 32. Years ago, I was stationed in the New York office of the FBI. During my tenure there, I had numerous opportunities to ride the trains and subways in and out of the city. It didn't take long to recognize the many different techniques people used to claim territory while on public transport. It seemed there was always someone who sat on the seat, but whose body would sway from side to side so as to impose on others, or whose arms would flail wildly at times while holding one of the straps. These individuals always seemed to possess more space around them because no one wanted to get near them. When forced to sit or stand next to these weirdos, people would lean their torsos as far as possible so as not to come in contact with them. You have to ride the subways in New York to appreciate this. I am convinced that some passengers purposely acted strangely and exaggerated their body movements to keep people at a distance away from their torsos.